Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by Joy and Peace today, because we have another exciting topic for you today. But before we go into our topic, we want to pray. Dear Lord, in the midst of everyday joy and pain, struggles and opportunity, grant us the patience to learn discernment. Teach us to listen with the third ear to you and to your word. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, dear Heavenly Father, asking you to take care of each and every person throughout the land today, dear Heavenly Father. The weather is bad and inclement all around the country today, dear Heavenly Father. And for those that may be able to listen in on the archives later, dear Heavenly Father, may not be able to get us on account of their lights are off, dear Heavenly Father, or they can't get through. But dear Heavenly Father, I'm asking you, wherever they are right now from the sound of my voice, I ask you to take care of them, dear Heavenly Father, strengthen them. Those that's out in the inclement weather, Lord, open a door, dear Heavenly Father, where they be able to come in, dear Heavenly Father, and stay by the fire where they may be able to be warm, dear Heavenly Father. All schools that are closed throughout the nations, dear Heavenly Father, bless those parents, bless the children, dear Heavenly Father, strengthen them, dear Heavenly Father, as each and every person go through a little time. Because we know we're passing through troubled waters right now, dear Heavenly Father. We want to give you praise in advance for it right now, Lord. I ask you, thank you for every caller that will call in today. Thank you for my guest that's on the line right now, dear Heavenly Father. Bless his family. Cover him with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. This we ask in Jesus' divine holy will. Amen and thank God. But first of all, I'd like to say good morning to each and every person that may be able to hear me today. And for those that would like to call in, the number is area code 646-716-4389. For those that would like to get someone else on the line today, the area code again is 646-716-4389. I want to thank everybody in advance that is able to listen to the program today. And if you want to come in and say anything that was shared in the program today, feel free. All you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad of your telephone, and I'll gladly bring you in. Today our topic is passing through troubled waters. And we're going to be coming from Luke, the 4th chapter. And I picked out one verse, the 30th verse, but we can go through the whole chapter of Luke 4, from 1 through 30. But I had just picked out 30 because it says, but he, Jesus, passed through the midst of them and went his way. Mama, here he was passing through troubled water, just like we are today. We all are going through something in life right now, even with the inclement weather. The word of God says these things will come. This too shall pass. And a lot of people that's in a lot of states that's not used to a lot of weather, especially like here in Texas, certain parts of Texas don't get snow. We're expected to get snow by the end of the week. So, you know, we all are going through something. We are passing through troubled waters right now. But, you know, I'm reminded today is your day for a supernatural breakthrough against the devil and his demonic forces of darkness. As you are prepared with a breakthrough anointing to press through to your greatest miracle today. Yes, I say that today is your day for a supernatural breakthrough against the devil and his demonic forces. You know, I want to make this announcement today. You are on the verge and the gates of bondage and bars of sickness some of you are going through right now, which have held you and your family members captive for years, are just about to break free. You know, we are hearing that so many people are passing away with cancer. I got a call early this morning about a man that passed with cancer. That died early this morning. On yesterday, I got a call about 5:30 about three people that I know, family members, passed away with cancer. passing through troubled waters. For all of those that's listening today that may be going through bereavement right now, I pray a special blessing upon your life, because this shall pass. We're all going through something right now. If it's not one thing, it's another. You know, the breaker, Jesus Christ, will go before you. And he has already been there. So it's nothing new of the sun. We're going today, passing through troubled water. God has passed that way before himself. And he will break everything designated to keep you from your breakthrough miracle. You know, it's not Jesus that's going to keep you. It's that will keep you from getting a breakthrough today. So today I want you to look in your Bibles in Luke, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to use 16 through 19 right now. And it declared, and he, meaning Jesus, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And all his customers was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Now, I know when you read that, I don't know if you got some understanding from it, but, you know, no matter what day a person attend the synagogue, the primary synagogue activity were prayer and the teaching of the scripture. You know, though we cannot be certain about the order of the events in the, you know, the average synagogue at the time of Jesus, but later Jewish tradition conveyed that set prayer and passages for each day of the week and the year. And depending on, you know, which tradition is followed with the Torah, meaning the pinnacle of the first five books of the Bible, are taught through it either once per year or once every 3 years. If Jesus used a cycle, it was probably the terminate cycle, as it is known to have been used in our Palestinian during the first century A.D. It also contains additional passages from the prophets, which the one-year cycle did not contain. And the passage Jesus read from is not found in the one-year cycle. But, you know, whenever the cycle was used, and wherever the cycle was used, the synagogue gathered was used to read, interpret, and explain the weekly reading. And here we find Jesus was in the synagogue. And when he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, he stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esau. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. You know, a lot of us go to different passages in the scriptures. But when God takes us to a passage, it's for a reason. It's something he wants to get to us through that passage. Something he wants to. Had no idea. Somebody may have went through that passage, even in the synagogue where you go now, and preached on it. But you can come right back tomorrow and go through that same passage, and God will give you another revelation that you need for that day. So I'm going to use Isaiah 61 today, 1 through 2. And it said, the Spirit, and this is what God was reading, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the accepted year of the Lord. Now here we find in the scripture where God was reading, he was teaching in the synagogue. And as I was reading that, you know, when we read that, a lot of people think about the poor, just the poor. It's not just the people that don't have any money, have anything. It could be poor in spirit. And, you know, he has set to heal. That's what he's telling us now. He come to heal the brokenhearted, those that's going through. That's why I say passing through troubled waters, because right now everybody in America and those overseas are going through something right now. You're reading and seeing every day about the problem in Egypt. It's in the Word of God. It's in your Bible. If you have not told your page out, it's explaining to you exactly what's going on right now. And when you see what's going on, go back to the scripture and read. On these things will come to pass. If you realize how the weather is going, places that never got cold weather, places that never had snow, places that never have a hard freeze like we have it, it's in the scripture. If it's in your Bible, if you haven't told it out, you can read it for yourself. Don't take my word, but pick up your Bible and read it and study it. Because we're all right now passing through troubled water. In some area of your life today, you're having some trouble. But you know who you go to? You go to the Word of God. You go to Jesus and to the Word of God. He will let you know exactly what is going on. He will open up every door that need to be opened. And you know, as I read further on that, oh, what a proclamation of jubilee that was when he read. However, notice just a few words later how the religious leaders responded to Jesus in Luke 4:28-30. And I think we'll turn right on over there for those that may not have their Bibles today. I'm going to turn right over to Luke 4 and read what thus said the Lord, verses 28 to 30. And that way you can always go back to your Bible and your quiet time with the Lord and read what thus said the Lord, because he has made it plain for us. All we have to do is study this word and ask him for wisdom and understanding. When you don't understand, get with somebody that can explain it to you a little better than if you don't get that. You know you can for sure go to God, because he will explain it to you. So verse 28 and 30 says, and all they in the synagogue, when they with wrath, up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the throne of the hill. I cast him down headlong. Verse 30 says, but he passed through the midst of them with his weight. You know, that's what we have to do sometimes. You know, we don't have to fuss with nobody about the Word of God. We can read that word, do what that word say. And sometimes we have to just pass on by, because everybody's not going to hear what you say. Everybody's not going to listen to sound doctrine. And, you know, if Jesus wasn't even welcome in his own, and as I read, I think about the prophet. When the prophet come to you, he tell you things to foretell, not just to come tell you about houses, about cars, and about to tell you what God have given him. But are we as a whole listening to the prophet when God give him the message to give to us? Or are we just stagnated? We standing still. We're not listening. You know, and as I went on to read, the chapter, I say, my. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, was filled with wrath and rose up and thrust out of the city and led him into the brow of the hill. He didn't want Jesus in there. They was casting him out the city, the Messiah that had saved them, had given them everything. But you see what they did, Jesus, so you know what they would do to us. But like Jesus, God is going to bless you. What a passing through miracle But he can't, because you have an anointing that make you pass through into blessing. Had you thought about that, that you have an anointing today? I have a guest that's on. Let me bring my guest on.
Good morning.
Good
morning, Great Abe Overseer. How you doing this morning? For some reason or another, we're getting a bad reception of.
Yep, the weather is bad here in Houston, and a lot of power have been out. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you much better now.
Oh, okay, praise the Lord, because our current and everything went off. I thought I wasn't going to be able to get on the line today, but God saw fit to. The problem is trying to get through.
Praise God. Well, this is Prophet Andrew Sales of Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the way, of Atlanta, Georgia. A wonderful topic this morning. I'd like to say good morning to everyone. And, you know, the topic you're talking about, passing through, it's amazing that a lot of us as Christians don't realize that that passing through is determined by what it is that we have in our soul. What I've come to discover that most of our souls are not right. And because our souls are not right, then our decisions are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
According to what you read in the 61st chapter of Isaiah, what you read in Luke 4 and 18,
mm-hmm.
Jesus has left something available there to us and for us to use.
Yes, he has.
But because our souls are out of track and off track, then God has turned his face to us. And this is what's so alarming about what's taking place now.
Mm-hmm.
All of these signs that's taking place right now, Great Overseer, as you were speaking through the weather, through the birds, the frogs, the crabs,
mm-hmm.
and all things. What's amazing to me is that all of these people that's supposed to have the Holy Ghost, of the spiritual guru, spiritual icon people, there's nobody revealing what these signs are saying.
All right.
There's nobody saying how these things are taking place in Australia for the first time in ever, floods, cyclones. There's nobody that's supposed to be having a connection with God.
Mm-hmm.
Anything about what the Lord is saying by these signs.
All right.
So with your topic, passing over, well, we need to be sure that we're passing over on the right side. At the
All right.
Time. Because it's quite apparent right now that we're not going over at the right side at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
It is really amazing, as broad as your radio program is, that you don't have a lot of these spiritual icons, these people that supposed to have the Holy Ghost in them. There's not any answers coming from God to the people.
Yes, yes.
The traditions of men are taking control and taking over things. There's a lot of activities that's going on about conferences here, conferences there. But my question is, why is there not a conference to reveal what the Holy Ghost is saying?
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
And so once again, for the third time in a week, and then three times in a row consecutively, Prophet Sims challenged any of these spiritual gurus or these so-called spiritual icons or whoever they may be that say that they hear from God. I would like to hear what they have to say about what the Holy Ghost is saying about your topic, you know, crossing over.
That's right. That's right.
That's true.
And what has been proven, Great Overseer.
Yes, sir.
That there's not many of us that can hear from the Holy Ghost because there's not anybody answering the challenge. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you, man.
Okay. That is so true. We have another guest on. I think it's Evangelist Brian.
Yes, this is me.
Okay. I think we're getting some feedback from your phone, too. But you're on the air now.
Yeah, well, I thank God for this topic, too, because he was saying that it's good to for the those out there that's full of the Holy Ghost should have some kind of feedback on what's going on in his last days. As we see it in the book of Joel, speaking about the last events before that terrible day of coming of the Lord. And we see some things here on planet Earth. It's happening like he said it would be in the last day, because the Holy Ghost is revealing in this last day what's going to happen in the time that we're living in. Well, you've seen things, floods, you've seen earthquakes, you've been seeing things happening around the world, the snow and different things. And all these things, it's a sign of his returning up on planet Earth again. And the church must get to the place to get ready for this great event to happen. But if they're not getting ready, it's a lot of people going to miss God. But God is yet showing. That's what happened to the people that time of Jesus, the time, as you were saying, about going into the synagogue. Well, you had a lot of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a lot of rejection. We're in the end time now. There's a lot of rejection. People don't really believe. To take all this to really get to getting to that place with God. But God reveals himself more and more. He's revealing himself more in the last days. We're seeing things come so quickly now than we did a year ago, because the time is short. And shorter, the days are getting shorter. The hours are ticking off. The minutes are going so fast. And events are happening so quick. Because he's letting us know his coming is very soon. It could come any day. We don't know day and hour he's going to come, but he tells us to be ready. He said, when you begin to see all these things, he said, you look up, because your redemption draws nigh. He said, look up and see these things are happening, and we see that now. It's so much. We're in a critical time. If the world don't wake up, they're going to miss this. The opportunity to get right with God, or even the church world. The church world got to get right with God. We want to go back to heaven, but we all got to get, like he said, we got to be to the point we got to know him as he is. There's no time to play around. It's time to get more serious with God, to really give God opportunity to get into your lives, get you right for to meet him, because you're going to meet him one day by your own. You're going to stand before him by yourself, and nobody else going to stand with you. This is the time right now to make a decision. It's decision time. It's not to continue to keep rejecting, but as the prophet said about if you got the Holy Ghost will reveal unto you things. If you're seeking God, he will reveal more things to you, what's happening in the world or things are coming. But if you're not, you really need to be seeking God now, because time is short, shorter than we think it is. The events on studies keep on coming, but we're in the terrible days. This is the terrible days we are in right now. And the closing of the, as you said, the closing of the Gentile doors is just about closed. But God is calling. He's calling. And I like what Luke said about that, that the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. Because he had anointed me. If the Spirit of the Lord is upon, he will anoint you. If you don't have the anointing, you can't have the Holy Ghost is a person, but God is a spirit, but he has anointing. Anointing, without the anointing, you can't preach the gospel. But you have the anointing, you can preach the gospel to. You can preach the gospel to the poor and to the brokenhearted. He said you can deliver. The word as it comes to live, set the captive free, he said, recover the sight, the blind, set at liberty them that bruise. And this is to preach this acceptable year of our Lord, you got to have this. This is something that God wants the church to get back to. The church got to get it, going to meet God one day, but We want to meet him in peace. We want to meet him to the point where we did obey him. And I just sense that great, since you were talking about how people leaving this world, well, in this end of the age, sickness, diseases coming, and it's plaguing the land because corruption is more or less continue to go. And it's not God's will for no person to perish, but sin has already been increased again. And it's not God's will for the loved ones to die. And we know that the devil loves that, but God wants the people of God's people to get right. If we get right, he spoke it. And he said, well, he would not allow none of the diseases to come up on the people of God if we obey his commandments. And he said, I will protect your family, and it'll cover your family if you live according to his will. His will is for you to live, not to die. He didn't come to destroy you, but man destroying himself, people destroying themselves because how they're carrying themselves, how they're speaking, how they're talking, and what words they say out of their mouth, what they involved in things that should not be involved in, and things come up on them. And God, he's not trying, he's speaking to the world. Instead of speaking to the world and speaking to the people of God the same way, we must obey. If you don't obey, you're facing the consequence. It's not him. We're allowing ourselves to be in that predicament. Jesus didn't come to put sickness upon him. He come to deliver you out of sickness. He really come to deliver us out of all of what we're in. But the devil's in the field with the world. The world is looking at, where is God? God has not left. God is in the midst of all this. People got to get right with God. Though God keeps things away. You know what I'm saying? You got to live according to his will. You can't live any kind of way. You can't live the way you want to live and expect God to do what he want to do in your life and think you're going to go in. But it's time to fill your, as you said, it's time to fill your lamp, your lantern up. It's time to your vessel up. It's time to get full of God, full of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is real. You know the Holy Ghost is a person, but it's real. If you get in a person, there's a key person. God is the God of the purpose. If God is will for us to live, if God will us not be sick or diseases, none of these things to come up, if we live like you say, live, he'll keep diseases out of the midst of us. If we'll plead the blood over us. That reminds me of the time of Goshen, time when the blood was on the post, death angel passed over. But we live in another time now where the blood is plied out, death will pass over. That's what I got to say.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, the prophet was talking, and you, Evangelist Brian, and I said, why we don't have more people? Maybe they don't know about this show yet on Blog Talk and the different topics maybe I have. But it would be good to hear from other ministers in the gospel on some of these topics to get what God is saying. Because I know God is giving leaders, as Prophet was saying, on the logistics from the word of God, not just from nature, why the birds are falling out the air, why the fish, the crabs, you know, why we have a cyclone just like yesterday. I mean, something here that I know normally don't happen, they get bad weather here in Houston. And I was sitting in here in my room yesterday, all day yesterday morning after I got all these calls, and all of a sudden I could hear something, and all I could do is tell my son, hit the floor, get in the focus where he was at, because it was passing. And when I thought about the topic for today, passing through troubled water, here something was coming from the other street, coming clean across to my back room all the way up. And you could see the room and everything just shaking. And I thought it was a tornado coming through. So we made sure we had took cover in case it was, in case something fell or something, we wouldn't be harmed. But, you know, after it passed over, I could hear it coming. It sounded like a freight train. And I didn't know if it was a tornado or a cyclone the way it hit. And, you know, when I got up, I said, God, I thank you. I know what it means to have your house covered with the blood of Jesus. You know, I thank God that my house was covered, that I had each one of my doorposts, each one of my windows covered with the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The awe and praying. I said, because it could, the way it was, the air conditioning, everything was shaking. It could have blew out anything. But I say, you know, when you're covered by the blood of Jesus, and I said, nobody comes on and say, you know, some of these topics, because I know I'm not the only one that's talking about this. I'm not the only one that it's people that don't read their Bible every day wondering why they don't hear more men and women of God speaking what God have given them to really speak to the people of God. Those that's walking up and down the street don't know which way to go, but they are passed over on the other side of the word. Instead of staying on that side, seeing can you help your fellow sisters or brother. No, all the time maybe you may not can meet the need, but you can show them somewhere they can get the need. But, you know, like passing through troubled waters. I know everybody at some point of their life, it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow. You may have just come out of something. But it ought to be some people that got enough God in them. They say they're filled with the Holy Ghost. They said they're anointed. But we can't see them now. We don't see no fruit is bearing. We don't see they can't even heal a common cold. You know, where is the Holy Ghost? Where is the anointing? And, you know, we as a people, we have to get to where God wants us to be. We haven't arrived yet. We haven't got nowhere near where God wants us to be. We got to search these scriptures. We got to go through them. We got to talk and share what God gives to us. And as I was saying, I'm going to put up, I have somebody came on. Oh, praise God. Let me see who this is. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
God bless you, sis. God bless you. I'm enjoying this broadcast immensely. And y'all just talking my language here, so I couldn't hold back. I just couldn't hold back. And what you're saying, these things, and the Lord's been dealing with me about this, and he says, tell the people, do not ignore the signs. Don't ignore the signs. And you know, it's one thing when the world ignores the signs, but it's another thing when the body of Christ has ignored the signs. And God is like you say, the weather there in Houston, the weather out west, the weather out up northeast, the weather, this uprising in Egypt, these volcano in Japan, all these things are signs. And the body of Christ, we're going on. People are going on like nothing is happening. And you're not getting it, not trying to get it right with God. And God says you must. Don't ignore the signs. Get yourself right. Because judgment has hit the earth. And just like in Finn closing, when you said the Lord spoke to me, he says, I released judgment, and a lot of the judgment is going to be released in plagues. Now watch this. Plagues started. When were plagues introduced in the Bible?
Back in the time
in
of
Egypt.
Moses' time.
In Egypt.
Yeah, right.
Coming out of Egypt. So now we kind of seen it come back around. Egypt is so, with this uprising and what they're trying to do and out of Egypt and what have you. Now these plagues, and God says, when he told me, he says, when I see the blood, now it's not physical blood that we're posting over our doorposts, but it's the blood that we're covered. Like you said, brother, and like Evangelist Satan was just saying, when you see the blood, the holiness in the house, God says, I pass over your house. And the plagues that everybody is being dealt with won't even come near your house. Well, we don't have no power. I got power. We don't have no heat. I got heat. My car got destroyed. My car fine. You know, so God is going to take care of his people. But watch this. He knows who his people is.
Yes, God.
That's the difference.
Glory to God.
We got a lot of folks going to church. People go to church. You know, some people will run you over going to church, but but church is not in them. They don't have the presence. They're not connected to God. But they're doing that. God bless. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Amica from out of Florida. I want you to stay on. Don't hang up. Stay on because we need everybody that's in the body of Christ to come on because we have other people that will be listening to the archives later. And a lot of people have questions, but they're afraid to come on. And starting next week, Pastor Amica, I'm going to have a show that I'm going to try to do it for 2 hours where people can come on with and ask questions about different things through the Word of God. And we're going to have Prophet Sims on. We're going to have Evangelist Brianwell. And if you're not busy or you can come on, Pastor Amica, I'd like you to be on.
Okay, okay.
I'd like
we'll
you to
talk.
Be my
We'll talk about it.
Yes, sir. Because that's what we need. We need the body of Christ to come to let people know, even Blog Talk. It's a lot of people coming on Blog Talk that's listening in the archives. And if they hear something that is beneficial from the Word of God, they hear something that they've been asking their pastor, their leaders, but they didn't get any confirmation, get no understanding. But if they hear us bringing these things on the line and to their attention, they're going to say, wait a minute, let me go to this show because these people is talking my kind of talk. They want to know more. They're trying to seek and search more.
Mm-hmm.
Than what I know. Because, you know, I'm one to say, if I don't know, I'm going to call somebody quick and say, wait a minute, I'm reading something, but I'm not getting quite an understanding. Or God is telling me something, but I don't quite got it together. I want to get it together because I don't want to find him. Or him coming find me with my work undone, and I wasn't doing what he said do. So I need some understanding, some clarity. And that's all all about. Got somebody else? Come on. Let's see who this is.
Great overseer.
Yes, sir.
This is Prophet Andrew Sims once again.
Yes,
and
sir.
Let me read this to you. I thank the pastor that come in from Florida, what he mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to reveal something that relates to the whole situation that comes from Isaiah 59:2.
It
says, your iniquities have separated between you and your God.
That's it.
And your
sins
have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Now, when you turn that around, I need you to turn that around. I thank the Lord that he's chosen me to be a prophet. If you can hear what he did not say by what he did say, then if God cannot hear you because of your sins, then you certainly can't hear God when he's trying to tell you what's going on and what's taking place. You can't hear the signs and the purpose and the reasons what God is doing. And I don't, and it's a sad situation to say what I'm about to say, but
come on. Say it.
When you look at people are not addressing the signs according to the pastor was saying, it is letting you know that they don't hear nothing from God. Part of these people are prophesying, and they don't have inclination. They don't have no clue what these signs are meaning. And in retrospect, what the pastor was saying about how Egypt is the nucleus and the catalyst to change in world affairs because Egypt is the stabilizer in the Middle East. The United States is concerned. Egypt is concerned. Other world members are concerned because when you look at it now, it's a portal. Egypt is a portal right now.
Yeah.
That's about to bust hell wide open. Mm. And here's church leaders, gurus, going on with their regular traditional things.
Come on.
Concerned about the pastor's anniversary, what kind of robes we going to have. And all hell is finna break loose. So when the cry comes out for insight, when this cry go out for direction, there's somebody in the Christian realm that's able to tell us what the Holy Ghost is getting ready to do or what the Holy Ghost is about to say. So when you look at Daniel, the second chapter, and it says that the Lord is God, is a God that knows the future by the signs and the handwritings on the wall, then it just lets us know that a lot of the people that claim to be pastors, claim to be prophets, they lying. They're not chosen by God, according to Jeremiah and according to Isaiah. They're not chosen by God, because if power of God was in these people, and I want you, a great overseer, not don't get upset about people are not calling in. They can't call in because they don't know what to talk about. You can't talk about something you don't know.
That's
so they
right.
can't control. Now they're listening. They're certainly listening. But they're not calling in because they can't, because they don't want to expose themselves. So when you look at sin, when you look at sin, and I want to share this with you, and I'm off the line. When you look at where sin hit, when you look at where sin hit, and you look why sin hit in certain places. Now, as the pastor was saying, there was a place called Goshen in the midst of Egypt.
Yeah.
And it was amazing that all of God's protection and shield was always with Goshen, regardless of what was happening in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing now that whenever the sins were directed to a certain place, it was always in the place to where God was not pleased with the things that were going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mean to take the cover off of some folks, but I'm letting you know, look at the places where all of these things are taking place, and you'll find out where God is not pleased with the sins that are going on. Praise God.
Praise God.
Now, that is so true, Prophet Sim. That is so true, because I have been watching that myself and looking. Okay, the underline, like you say something, but you didn't say what you should have said, but you say some of it. I understand, because I go right here where I'm located at, the things that's going on right here. And I know, without a shadow of a doubt, God don't like what's going on here, where I'm located, in this town, in this state. And I'm looking at that. Then when I start seeing, I'm not trying to go somewhere else and help them out, because right here we need all the help, get this one placed, then go that way. But I understand this morning what you just say on these places, and you see where so much going on in some of these places that's being hard hit, crime. God is nowhere in what's going on, and everybody want to take control like they the God, but they not. It's only one God. And so understand exactly what you're saying and what's happening. But a lot of people that's, like you say, spiritual gurus ain't looking at that. They're just saying, oh, we got bad weather. We just had a hurricane. Okay, what brought about all this here? The word of God is speaking about this morning.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say, too, as he was reading it, I was looking at another script in the second, in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter, 15th verse, and he says that, and when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when ye may make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. He said, wash you and make you clean, and put away evil of your doing from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Rely the oppressors. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widows. All that's going into the same thing we just got through talking about. God is yet speaking. Yet speaking to the people of, throughout the land. He said, warning come before destruction.
That's right.
We're in the end time now. God said, when they start saying peace and safety, suddenly destruction come. We're seeing that now. All these things are coming for God sent warnings and it waking the world up. Judgment, like you said, judgment has fallen up on the world now because of corruptions and sin. mm-hmm. plague coming, all kinds of things coming suddenly. But see, that's God's warning to the world. Turn and come unto me. And while the blood is running warm, it's time to, everybody that's want to be saved, it's time to come unto him. There's no time to keep putting it off. The things that we've seen, and that he gave to me the first of the year, it says there's going to be much great sorrow in the land in this year. And look what's happening. It's great sorrow is happening throughout the land. People everywhere are going mm-hmm. through something. And we can see that all happen because God has let the world know, I'm coming. Whether you be ready or not, I'm still coming. But I'm letting you know, I'm sending warnings to let you get on track to get your house in order. Because I'm coming when a day when you think not. But we should be watching and seeing the events happening around the world. And he said, when you see these things, he said, look up for your redemption draws now. Look up and see, and see what I'm saying to you. Come near to me. Come unto me. If you want to be saved, it's time for you to come out from sin to be saved. It's time to get real with God. No hypocritical things that the church world is in. But when judgment again is going to begin in the house of God, so people, they got to get ready. God's going to do some judging. He's going to do some cleaning. He's going to uncover some things for this year's out. There's some things going to be uncovered. People just don't, they take this thing lightly, but it's a serious thing about everybody's life.
Yes, sir.
Great overseer. Once again, that is true with the prophet Brad was saying. Now let's do something different than the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Since we have prophets on the line, and since we have overseers on the line, let's come up with a solution what we need to do to change and to rectify this situation. In other words, this tsunami that's on the way. The Lord has revealed to me that we're on a railroad track right now. The train is coming. We see it coming,
mm-hmm.
but we're tied to the track. So it's the mm-hmm. same way with the tsunami. Now, what would you think, Great Overseer, especially like in a situation where you live at Houston, Texas, the
mm-hmm.
fourth city in the United States, where you've got all of these spiritual icons, you've got spiritual gurus, you got spiritual superstars. You look at the fact that this thing, sin, is not being addressed at all. It's not being taught. It's
mm-hmm.
not doing
mm-hmm.
at all against what's going on. So what would you
Come
think
on.
You suggest in order to save those that are ignorant to the fact of what's going on, that's caught in traditionalism and the doctrines of men, what would you suggest that would be done to save those that are ignorant to the fact of what's about to take place? What would you suggest that would take place to say, well, here is an answer to those that don't want to be caught up into this? What would you say?
Can I have a piece of that?
I would say that I need to get fellow men and women of God that want to know the truth, want to work with me, to come to us, not just have no conference, not like that, that's out, but to be able to have a place and get it going where people can come and really learn the truth of the Word of God and what God is saying to them, what God is revealing to them in these last and evil days, and let them know what God is speaking, and that they can get on board or they can be lost. But we need to have a place where we can bring the people and let them know this is not one of your typical conference. This is not your typical preaching service on Sunday or your Bible study on Wednesday night. But this is to save your life, for you to really know what thus saith the Lord, to be able to empower them on what God is saying in these last and evil days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, somebody else.
May I have a piece of that? May I have a piece of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
First of all, we got to stop playing church.
Right.
That's the first thing. Second thing, the all explained the scripture, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble ourselves and don't worry about who gonna do what or what, but like you say, these cities, we need to start, the churches, we don't need another conference, we really don't need another fashion show or whatever, program or service. We need for people to come and pray and seek God. And he said, by trying to get to Joel, the second chapter, he said, come before me with fasting and praying. And that's what we need to do. It's 80 degrees. It's 80 degrees down here today. Sun is shining. It's 80 degrees down here in South Florida. And it's just, you know, it's just, but they just announced the other day a hotel down here, a bar in a hotel made $1 million in one day.
Oh.
A bar in one hotel made $1 million. And the church, what is the church doing? So I'm saying South Florida, we ain't out the woods. Whatever's going to hit, it's going to hit. God ain't forgot about us because we're not looking at the signs and what's going on. So, you know, hey, I'm bracing myself. Whatever God's going to let go here, it, you know, and I live right a mile from the beach. I'm right off a mile from the Atlantic Ocean, less than a mile from the beach. And when hurricanes hit, it hit my door first. Well, guess what? God has kept it and let it go right up. Oh, it hit my neighbor's houses and everything, but my house has been fine. Okay. Now, watch this. Finally, if you put in Facebook, apostle, or prophet, you got 50,000 apostles and prophets in the United States. They said this storm has affected 100 million people in the United States. Now, with all these prophets and apostles, and no disrespect to the prophets on the air, but with all these prophets and apostles and archbishops and all this stuff, why is there no power in the church?
Better watch out. Stepping on toes.
Well, that's right.
Everybody's a man of God. But Jesus said, in the last days, many will come in my name, saying that I'm apostle, saying that I'm a prophet, saying that this. And he said, they liars. They're not. Revelation said, you tested them, and you tested those that say that they're apostles, and you found them to be liars because they're not. And so we got a lot of liars going on in the body of Christ today. We got a lot of people who got titles that God did not give them to them, and so therefore they don't have the power to go with that title. God bless.
You better watch out, Pastor. You better watch out.
We got to stop playing with each other. We got to stop playing with each other, prophet. We got to stop playing with each other. Dancing around folks and dancing around titles. I don't give a flying flip about the title of anybody, but if I don't see the fruit, then come on, you ain't what you say.
All right.
How do you say you're an apple tree and you ain't got no fruit on that? It is time for fruit. You just a tree. And Jesus said, the tree that's not bearing fruit ain't good for nothing but firewood. So let's cut it down and throw it in the fire and barbecue. At least we can eat some ribs and some fried chicken and some barbecue chicken. That doesn't come out of you.
You better watch out, Pastor. That's a sermon that needs to be preached worldwide right there. I got to give it. My hat goes off to him.
That is.
As Prophet Sims, this is one thing that I've always said. It tells me in Acts 1 and 8, it says, when the Holy Ghost come on you.
Yes.
That's it.
Be some power. Somewhere.
You're supposed to receive.
That's right. And 1 Corinthians 4 and 20 says that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power.
Oh,
so Pastor,
yeah.
Appreciate you, Pastor. I thank you for that because that is the key right there.
Yeah.
That is the, there's so many people that's with these titles that don't have no power.
No power.
They can't one another. They can't tell on one another because, see, it's revealed that the power is not there from the people that's in charge and the people that's running things because there's no demonstration. There's no manifestation whatsoever. And the people that do have power, as such as the people that's on this phone call right now, they don't have a platform to get to expose those that don't have power. That's why come judgment has to begin in the house of God. And that's what I was saying last week. You know, who has the authority that their God will answer by fire? So when you look at the fact that in here in Atlanta and Chattanooga area, how we exposing a lot of these people, we exposing them because, see, when we come to the synagogues and to the churches, the people are not calling the pastors for deliverance. They're not calling the pastors for removing strongholds. They're calling Prophet Sims to remove strongholds. And they want to know, how is it that this power that you have, Prophet, where did you get it from? I said, I got it from the Holy Ghost. It's available to anybody that will line up with the Holy Ghost, and that there's no respect to person with the Holy Ghost if you do what the Holy Ghost tell you. So
there you go.
A lot of people because they do not have the Holy Ghost, and if you don't have no Holy Ghost, like we said before, you will not have no power. Thank you, Pastor. You're a beautiful guy. Give me a little piece of that.
Because I'm finding people say, I got the Holy Ghost. I'm saying, oh, yeah. I said, well, do you speak in tongues? No. I said, well, do you have power? No. So then it's clear for me to say that you don't have the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
One or the other. You're supposed to have one or the other. You're supposed to be speaking in tongues and have power, or you're supposed to have power. And they're not. Were you speaking in tongues? No, I don't speak in tongues, but I got the Holy Ghost.
It's
more to it than tongues. We understand that. But at least have the evidence of the Holy Ghost is power. I just met this young lady the other day, and she come out and she started tooting her own horn. I said, but miss, you don't even have power to close your mouth. She talked from Fort Lauderdale to Lakeland, Florida. The whole time we was in Lakeland, Florida, all the way back to Fort Lauderdale. So we're talking about 9 hours almost, and this woman just talked to say it the whole time, and she said, I'm a prophet. I'm like, you ain't no prophet, miss, because you don't have no prophet. Don't talk like that.
That's right. The first order
of a prophet is to know, have discipline and constraint. And you're careful because you don't talk about everything and talk a lot about stuff because there's power in your words.
That's right.
If I speak a thing, it's going to happen. If I start talking about certain things, God's going to do it. So you ain't no prophet. You're a lady with a big mouth who needs to go set up and sit down somewhere. We gotta stop playing. If I let you keep going the way you going wrong, then your blood is on my hand. Because God said I put you in the presence of this person so you can tell them the truth.
That's right.
Amen.
That's where the power come in. The more we tell the truth to each other, God is going to give us more power to do the power works, which is the miracles. And all these other things that come with the power works.
Prophet, I need to get your phone number. I need to get your phone number right now. I need to have your phone back.
You're welcome to have it. 754.
Okay.
244.
Praise God. Okay.
754-244. 6585.
Thank you, Prophet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I know that you are a prophet. You can call yourself a pastor if you want to. That's your business.
Okay. I know who I am, but thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
With the insight I've given, with the insight and the perception and the discovery that I have, I know what your calling is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord.
Fine. I'm qualified.
See, now,
I'm
see,
qualified.
See what you just said. 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 I don't have to say who I am.
That's right.
Amen. Not all these people walking around talking about I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. And then, like Jesus said, then you don't have the fruit.
That's right.
You say you're Rolls Royce, but I don't look like I don't see no Rolls Royce markings on you.
Yeah.
All right.
But then when you see a Rolls Royce going down the street, you see that brand new fan of mine down the street. You ain't no question. That's a Phantom. You ain't got to ask what kind of car that is. It stands out by itself and tell you what it is.
Amen.
It's God.
All right.
Ooh, thank you, Chief.
Okay. You ain't going to play with me no more. Then watch this. I'm sorry. Because I've been saying that, and the Lord's been telling me since the last of the year. Go ahead.
We needed that today. Because we were just saying if more people were just speak out and say that, you know, like I was saying, passing through the troubled water and passing through to a miracle. Just like you just say, you didn't have to tell Prophet Sam what you want. The Holy Ghost already spoke for itself who you was, and he had never laid eyes on you, just like I had never laid eyes on you. But I know who you were in the spirit. And like
right. Thank the Lord.
I was so glad when you say about how this woman talk. It's a lot of people just be talk. But all that talk is not necessary. God will let you know without a shadow of a doubt who a person is and what a person is all about. And they don't have to talk 6, 7, 8, and 9 hours. Nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
But God will let you know when you're around a true man and a true woman of God.
Praise God.
You got to have evidence of some fruit.
There you go.
You're going to have evidence of the fruit. And a lot of people are walking around in churches now saying they this and that. And I can see in the scripture, as I read, when God said, depart from me, that I know you not. But, Lord, I prophesied in your name. I heal in your name. You've seen.
They
can't even heal a common cold. They can't lay hands on you, and you recover. Well, you're not a healer.
That's it.
If God didn't give you this gift, why are you sitting on it? If God have direct you what to do, you waiting to get approval from 10 people that gonna talk against what God done told you to do. And you're going to sit down there, just like with the talent. God gave this one talent. This one went buried his talent. He didn't try to use it, improve it, add more to it. And the same way about us, about as men and women of God in the Word of God. If God have given us something to do, get up and do it. Don't sit down here and wait for Papa Joe, Mama, Sally, Sue to tell you, to validate you. God had all, when he created you in Jeremiah, he had already formed you. He knew what you were. He done told you what you are. So you ain't got to go around trying to prove to people who you are.
Thank you, Lord.
He been off the air, you all, but this was a good topic, thank God. But it's still on streaming where people still, they're going to get the rest of it. That the other part would have cut off. We still, until the line go off or they cut completely off, we can still talk.
Prophet Brad, what is your phone?
My phone number is Erico 618.
All right.
335.
Okay.
5026.
To the glory of the Holy Ghost Lamb. I thank the Lord for this privileged great overseer because it is amazing how there is a remnant of people that God is linking together out of all these different states and different places.
Yes, sir.
And when you look at the anointing and the power that has been given unto us to shake and move things in order for the Holy Ghost to be revealed, the Holy Ghost is looking for a platform to work from, and he's looking for people that he can use to show his power. And that's the reason why I'm getting these phone numbers, because I'm recognizing that God is setting up a platform that he's giving time to people that's in the position of the fivefold ministry. He's tired of people in the fivefold ministry that are taking advantage of his people. And there's a move that's getting ready to take place that's about to begin judgment at the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Prophet Sims is one of those that's been called to give a mandate to represent the Holy Ghost. Like the pastor in Florida was saying, it's my job to tell you that you don't have no Holy Ghost. It's my job. It's my job to expose you and to tell you that you ain't got no Holy Ghost, and you're faking it till you make it. And that if you want or choose to be one of the sons of the prophets, this is what you need to do. If you want to be one of the daughters of the prophets, this is what you need to do. You need to come up under the wings of someone that has exemplified the presence, the power, the authority of the fruits of the Holy Ghost. You need to be taught how to work with the Holy Ghost to use this power. And we don't need no talkers, because we can get parrots from anywhere. And we can get jackasses from anywhere to talk.
There you go. You can get big mouth women from anywhere.
One thing about jackass, when he got through being speaking for God, he went back to being a jackass. So what we're looking for is people that have the power to show forth the presence of God and to expose the truth of God, and this is what God is getting ready to do. He's already in the process of getting groups of people together. And the sacrifices that is set up that Prophet Sims is prepared for are to Psalms 105:15, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. So when you look at the fact that the angels have been waiting for somebody, just anybody that would stand for the power and the authority and the grace of God, the covering is there. It ain't nothing that you got to fear, according to what the Lord told Jeremiah and Isaiah. You don't have to worry about their faces. They don't have no power. They don't have no authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what I'm to see how God is linking up certain people like he's doing now. And
truly, strategically.
And this is the reason why, great overseer.
Yes, sir.
That you have not had a lot of people calling in, because, see, I don't have to be around them to know that they don't have no power and no Holy Ghost. I can hear it, I can see it, and I can. That's a gift that's given to prophets that are truly in under the power of. I don't need to know this prophet's name. I don't have to know his name. All I need to know is that his anointing and his presence and power of God is lining up with the things of God. That's all I need to know. So when you look at that kindred spirits line up with one another, then birds of the feather will flock together.
All right.
He will add to these group of people according to the power and the authority that they've got. So when you look at the fact that you got Prophet Bryant up here in the north, you got Prophet Sims in the middle, and you got my other prophet brother down south, what you think going to happen when all of these anointings and powers come together? If you got one, from what I'm hearing, that can put 100,000 to flight, and you got another one that can put 200 to 1 million to flight, and then you bring all of this together, then I understand that the presence and the power and the authority of the angels has been dispatched. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So I'm grateful to you, great overseer, for this program and what you're getting ready to set in movement and to set in operation. Somebody has to be willing to say that this sin that you are exemplifying is causing death and destruction. Now, listen to me carefully, and I'm going to get off the line. There was once a time you never heard of cancer in the old days. You've heard of things like leprosy. You've heard of things like leprosy. So according to the time, it determines the sin that is running prevalent and having authority over the things of the people of God because of sin. So if you want to get rid of cancer, you want to get rid of this or that, then let me show you what sin you need to remove.
All right.
Body is going to have to take place at the body and house of God. So here it is. I'm asking the Lord for a platform. Lord, please give us a platform to represent you, to expose the body of Christ, to let the people know that they're being hoodwinked, that they're being taken advantage of. And so the time is now, gentlemen and ladies.
Yeah.
The time is here. So I thank the Lord for the program and those that are on it, even those that are listening and not saying nothing. Because when I first started the program, there was quite a few people talking at first. There was quite a few people coming on, but they don't come on no more. So why they don't come on? Because they recognize that Prophet Sims don't have to be at their house to know who they are.
All right.
And I'm grateful to those that's on the line that's ready to take this, accept this challenge, and let's go to the next phase, not to the next level.
Next phase.
So thank you, great overseer.
You're quite
there's
welcome.
There's three things that's about to hit this planet. Rather, should I say the church. The first has already been, the first element has already been released, and that is judgment. The judgment is hitting, as God says, if judgment comes, it got to first hit the church. So God is bringing in judgment into the church. Second thing he's doing is a cleansing. He's going to clean his house. I mean, he's going to clean it up from top to bottom. And then the third thing that he's going to release is revival. And that's what's going to bring in and usher in the world back into the church. But we got to do so many things got to happen inside of God's house before you know, the revival can happen. Because a lot of stuff, I blame the church. Like the man of God was just saying, cancer, all these diseases that's in the land today is the fault of the church. Because we're not praying. We all looking for new houses, new cars, and big, you know, lump of money, and we're not living holy. We're not looking for holiness in God.
Preach, Pastor. Preach. Preach.
Yeah.
Preach.
So just brace yourself. Just brace yourself. Brace yourself. We're going to see some stuff happen in our churches, in the church world. As you were saying, the gurus and the prophet liars and these people with these titles and stuff, you're going to see. And please, y'all, prophets, call me, because we're getting ready. And when you read that scripture out of Isaiah, I just did the show Sunday night coming out of that same scripture. And so the title of that show is Time to Get It Right. The title of that broadcast, the theme of the broadcast was It's Time to Get It Right, and we have to stop playing, you know, stop playing with the things of God. But I would love for you brothers to come on in, and as well as Lady Sadie, to come and be with us sometime and speak. I have a 2-hour slot as well. And so you have plenty of time to stretch out and let the Lord speak to us and minister to us. So I encourage you brothers to call me and let's set up something strategically right here on Blog Talk. God, because what we don't know that God is changing his form of not message, but his form of getting the message out. Because internet radio is breaking down barriers that TV, watch this, TV and radio, regular radio, cannot do. Because watch, with everything you touch, it's hooked up to the internet. Everything, your phone, You don't even need a computer. You got a phone. You got the computer. You got the internet. So this message can go out no matter where. You can be in Timbuktu, and you got a phone. You can hear Blog Talk. And so God is strategically, like the man of God said, he's putting together a remnant that is going to go out and read Joel, the second chapter, when you get a chance. Everybody, I invite you to read Joel, the second chapter, because the Bible says that the army of God is coming up. And he says this, they're coming up as an army that has, the world has never seen before.
Mm.
And we're going out, and then further down, he says, every man marched in his ranks. So in this army, every one of us will know who we are.
Praise God.
The apostle won't try to be the prophet. The evangelist won't try to be the prophet. The pastor. But everybody know their calling. We know our word. We know our message. We know what we're what we're supposed to do. And this is how we're going to be effective in this hour.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I want to thank every one of you all for making this show what it was today. A word of God that stood up today to let the people throughout the land know what God is doing, that God do have a remnant of people that's standing for holiness, that for the word of God will tell the truth. No matter who want to listen to, we're going to stand up for the truth. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Did anybody else want to say anything before we close? Because I'm still on streaming. Woo, glory.
Yeah, God's good.
I thank God. Thank you so much, Pastor Amica, for coming on. I hadn't been able to get back on your show because I have a class on Sunday night that usually start at 6 o'clock. That's why you've been missing me on your show.
Okay.
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 So, but I'm going to try to tune in to the archives on it. And
cool.
You just email me and let me know what other day you're going to be on. But normally at 6 o'clock, I'm in class every Sunday evening.
Okay. Well, no, that is usually not Sunday evening, but just we did something. Brothers and ladies, I did a broadcast, young man, the Lord dropped in his spirit a word, and we did the broadcast Friday night.
Oh, okay.
And the power of God moved so much that I got 10 demonic calls. 10 demonic calls. Just about 10 demonic calls. 10 demons. I mean, manifesting themselves on that broadcast. And God says, now you know you're doing what you're supposed to do, because the word and the power of God was going off so strong that the people that were listening that were in that had demons, the demons could not contain themselves, that they called in. And I mean, they were saying all kind of crazy stuff. But then I'm like, well, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. We're doing what's right, because we're preaching holiness and we're standing for holiness. So you know, I don't have it all, and I invite all the help that we can get, because I don't like the devil. I hate him. I hate the devil. I don't hate people, but I hate the devil. And whatever it takes to destroy his kingdom, I need all the help I can get.
Praise
you know,
God.
So,
man.
Know.
Well, great, Pastor and Prophet. You can count on Prophet Sims. When you look at light and darkness in the church, there's no way possible that light and darkness can sit right beside one another and not be affected. Like something ought to expose one of the other. But what it says, if light and darkness can be in the same place at the same time, then it lets you know that they are in cahoots one with another. Now, this was the Holy. This is what the Holy Ghost has revealed to Prophet Sims. This victory in this war has already been won. And the fact is, it can only be effective when a person realizes that he's got power, he got authority. I am aware from the kind of ministry that God has placed in me by the grace of God that demons, when they speak with me, they tell Prophet Sims, they say, now, where did you get this information to show up from? Told you to show up, and who told you to come? So when you look at the fact of what I explain to people, if a person say they've got power and they don't hear demons talking and they don't see demons, then they lie. Because you have to know who you're going to fight. You have to know how to attack them. You have to know how to assault them. Because, see, you can't fight what you can't see. So if the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost is not operating in you, when I give a person a test, the first test that I give them is I need to know how many of the gifts of the Holy Ghost that you're operating in. And if you're operating in two or three, then when it comes to fighting, I know to put my back against the wall, because I know you ain't going to be able to tell me who's going to cut the top of my head off. So when you look at the challenge that goes forth, this is one of the reasons they don't want Prophet Sims around, because I want to know, what are you working with? If you ain't working with nothing, if you ain't working with nothing, you ain't going to show enough, be able to show nothing. So this is what it's now. It's time to show and tell, y'all. And the show and tell is when these demons show up, we tell them right fast, great prophet and pastor, we know who you are, we know what authority you got, and we know that the victory that you're trying to obtain is useless. It's futile. You are not going to win this victory because it's already been won. So I just want to link up with you, brother, and support you in whatever endeavors that you have. And all I want to do is just to be where you are. And I will be with you, by your side, your back, wherever you at. And I will guarantee you, things that we put together will come together to where the Holy Ghost will reign supreme over all we get ready to do. And we will be fighting side by side and by place. And like you said, if you got power and if you got anointing, one thing I can guarantee everyone under the sound of my voice, the anointing and power is just like cream. Whatever power you got is going to rise to the top. Whatever you got is going to rise to the top. So you ain't got to be trying to fake it till you make it, and you don't need to be trying to impress nobody, because the demon's going to let you know who got it and who ain't. Praise God.
There you go. You know what you said? What you said, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, the church has become the demon's hangout and hideout.
That's right.
So much so that the demons come into church and say, we can hide in here and nobody will never see us.
You're telling the truth. He's so here.
Nobody will never see us. We can hide right here. We can stay right here. They won't see us. They're shouting, dance all of it down the aisle, right by us, over us, around us. And the demon said, we don't care. We don't care. As long as you don't bother us, we'll be fine. And we can hide out right here in the church. I got a message I preached. Where did you get that from? And I'm going to do another broadcast in that title. So I want you everybody to be with me. We're going to talk about where did you get that from. You come to the church one way. Instead of getting delivered, now you contracted another demonic spirit.
Watch out, Pastor. Watch out, Prophet.
Now, where did you get that from? You got men walk in brother was testifying last night. He said he's coming to church, and all of a sudden he felt this strange urge of lust come over him, and he married, and he lusted for Sister So and So, and the next thing you know, he and Sister So and So dead. Like, where did this come from? It came from that church. You got that from that church.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Preach, prophet, preach. Preach. It's time to expose it. That's all I got to say.
That's it. Somebody has to be the one to what the Bible say, to show the people in Ezekiel, show the people the difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. And
all
right. Now you got people who there's people who are not showing the so watch this. This is the doctrine that is preached in 2010 and 2011. You can be saved in sin. That's the doctrine that's being preached now. You can be saved and still in sin. And we're supposed to be saved from sin.
Yeah. Praise
but,
God.
But people, I got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost, but why you can't live holy?
Watch out, prophet. Well, I tell you what, Prophet Bryant, you remember two weeks ago, Prophet Bryant, I prophesied to you about that at your church?
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what I was talking about, what the prophet is saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, it is amazing that every single time, if you look in the Bible, in the books of Mark, every single time where Jesus encountered a demon, they were sitting up in the synagogue and sitting up right there. Every single time they were sitting right in the synagogue. Now, why did they feel so comfortable there, according to what the great prophet said? They felt so comfortable right there because, hey, the people didn't know who they were.
Right.
They didn't know who they were. They didn't know how to recognize sin, and they didn't know how to understand that they could have the authority and the power to remove it. So the demons say, well, hey, we can sit right here. We don't have to worry about nothing. Them people are no threat to us because they don't have no power at all. And so let me explain something to y'all with this street ministry we've got. I've got people that's come out and told me, they said, man, it ain't no way in the world I'm going to church. I said, why you say that, brother? He said, man, I had some friends join church. When they went in church, they was fine. They didn't have high blood pressure. They didn't have sugar disease. They didn't have gout. They didn't have arthritis. He said, when they went in church, they caught everything, man. He said, now you think I'm going to go to church to get a monkey patient back? And man, I ain't going down there because something ain't right. So how you going to tell somebody that here it is that you need to go to church and compel them to go, and where you going to send them to? Because it ain't no place hard to send them to where the demons ain't taking control of the church. So you put you in a very precarious situation because you say, Lord, I know that you said forsake not to assemble, but how are you going to send these people into a lion's den? And by the time they figure out what's going on with the nursing home ministry that we got, we found out that 90% of the people in the hospital are saved. 90% of the people in the nursing home are saved. And people want to know why is it that the church or the people that suppose or claim to be saved is having all the problems.
Ain't that something?
All right.
Yeah.
So how do you combat it? Okay, all of a sudden, here's what we've done. We've told the people, he says, now, if you really want to witness the power, if you really want to see that God's word has never changed, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, this is who you need to call. This ain't where you need to go. This is who you need to call. Because, see, there are too many places you can go to where the presence and power of God can be seen or be felt. People are so knowledgeable, man, so wise, especially the younger people. Man, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to go to church
to get these kind of diseases on me and these kind of plagues on me. And so they're not going. So I thank the Lord for you, you great prophets and overseers, because
yes,
it is taking a release off of me, great overseer, because, see, when you fight in this battle that is going on with holiness and righteousness.
Yes, sir.
You've got a tremendous challenge in the physical. Yeah. But when you look at from the spiritual and the Holy Ghost that's backing you up, like Elijah told Gehazi, you know, I know who's on our side. All I need, Lord, is a platform, and I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard for y'all. I thank the Lord for you.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna get y'all a platform in Jesus' name.
Mm. All right. All right.
All right.
Well, praise God. Praise I love God. Everyone. This is Prophet Sam signing off, Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the way of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Have a blessed week.
Well, y'all
have a God bless.
This is Overseer Sadie Ellie. You're signing off. Y'all have a blessed week. Thank
Amen.
You so much for coming on the air.
All right. All right.
And
I'm
my calling caller, I know who you are. I want to say God bless you too, and hope it was something that we said or they said that will help you along your way. And I want you to have a blessed day too, my silent caller. They don't know. Think I know who they are.
Thank you. I know you know. Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.